the thing six tits long and Yao Wai Ching said, and the banners they displayed when they gave their oaths are clearly indicative of Gang Du, Hong Kong's independence or Hong Kong separatism. Their body language showed they held the swearing-in ceremony in contempt. It is absurd and totally outrageous for them to have insulted China, our country, with China and English swear words. The government's attempt to deal with the trouble with litigation will have a profound impact. If the judiciary is unable to deal with Gang Du, the possibility of Beijing taking the matter in hand must not be ruled out. The swearing-in trouble has stripped one country, two systems of ambiguity and faced Beijing with Gang Du. As a litigant, either wins or loses, the case will be a zero-sum game of wrestling. Hong Kong is now in a very unfavorable position because it is open to Beijing to deal with the situation by having basic law articles interpreted. When it is hoped that the authorities will impose as few restrictions as possible and tolerate as much as possible, it is not right to corner them. It is again clear from the trouble that problems will arise unless people recognize the limitations of one country, two systems, and properly conduct themselves. A big problem has now arisen. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao editorial, brought to you by Tony Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.